Hello, everyone. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So grateful to have you here today, and I do hope that no matter what you're facing, you're experiencing the hand of God in the midst of it. And sometimes I know when we suffer, it's hard to see God intervening in what we're going through, but I pray that you would see His hand in the midst of it. Today we are in John chapter 11, verses 38 through 44, and we are in the story of Lazarus. We're right up to the point where Jesus has started to cry, and he wept alongside Mary, and people said, wow, he really must have loved Lazarus, and the other people said, well, if he would have shown up earlier, he would have been able to heal him. And so we've got this crowd full of discord, people with differing opinions, and this is where we leave off. We're in the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. Verse 38, then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, Lord, already there is a stench, because he has been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. And Jesus looked upward and said, Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, unbind him and let him go. Mind if I pray for you? Wow, there's so much symbolism in this. First of all, Jesus, as I read this, I think of what you went through. Very similar kind of story. There is a death. There is a tomb. There is a cave. There is a stone. There is a dead person. There is bindings around a dead person with strips of cloth, his face wrapped in another cloth. There is resurrection. And we're seeing this as a picture before the resurrection of what is going to happen. It's like John has created a foretaste for us of kind of a preview of coming attractions. And so, Lord, as I read that knowing, it makes me even more excited to keep reading and to read about the beautiful resurrection. This was for the glory of God. This was something that obviously had never happened before. Again, we had Jesus healing the man born blind, which had never happened before. Now we have someone who had died and was dead for 4 days and then resurrected. Such a powerful story. Before Jesus, I saw that you raise people up who had just died. But in this case, we have someone that has been in the tomb for 4 long days and has a stench. So this is a beautiful and powerful miracle, and help us to just kind of shake our heads of all of this crazy stuff in the world and finally just fall in love again with you and your power and this story, to realize this is historical fact. This actually happened. And what would it have felt like for us if we placed ourselves in the story and thought, wow, if I've been to a funeral and I've touched the cold hand of someone who's passed, and if he or she resurrected, what would that be like? Like, it's stunning and it's powerful and it's surprising and it's way out of context and so amazing. So Lord, help us just to sit with it for a little bit, to sit with the fact that you have the kind of power to raise people from the dead. I also love the symbolism, Jesus, of what this means for us when we have new life in you. We were dead in our trespasses and sins, and then we met you, and it's as if you have called to us, come out of that place of death, come out of that place of pain, come out of that place of living in sin and shame and all of that entails with that. And we come out and you tell us to be unbound, that other people will unbind us and let us go. There is freedom in coming to know you. The old has gone, the new has come. Help us to live as in light of that power, that we have been rejuvenated. We're no longer slaves to sin, but we have been made free and set free by the blood of Jesus and the resurrection. So we choose to revel in that today. We choose to rejoice in that. I choose to rejoice in the power of who you are and the power of of me actually walking through that salvation. So, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you'd like to help the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. It tells you all the stuff there. And I hope that today is a day that you stand in awe of the God who resurrects.